Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
If he on the stretcher on Bumble, that's on him. Hey, I'm not in the mood.
Listen, it's traffic on the way to the hospital. I can't do nothing. I'm here. I might as well check these.
Oh. He looking at his cracked glasses next to him in the ambulance.
Well, I'm to hear more. That's Roxy Hayes. And as you can see, that it's not just the guys that can come off aggressive in the DMs. Sometimes the ladies are just there with it, okay? And I'm all about that. I'm all about the equal opportunity aggressiveness in the DMs. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to take a look at some of these aggressive ladies that are just coming out the gate with it. Now, are you aggressive in the DM?
Depends. Uh-huh. I will slide in somebody's DM and be like, what's up with it? Now, I'll hit him with a what's up with it.
Are you like, is that the first contact? Or do you apply pressure after first contact has
Sometimes I'll be like, well, I see you looking at me. What's up? It depends on the person.
Wait a minute.
Like, you keep looking at my story. What's
up? Okay, the story.
Yeah, it'll be so like,
I thought
you
was like, he's
day.
In the window like.
Oh, that? Nah, then I'm like, what? That'll be a different what? Like, it's what's up.
That's a different aggression.
Drive by. Yeah, what's up? Like, yeah, what's up? Like, we're going to have to fight.
Yeah.
But I feel like, it just depends, like, I only come aggressive if I know that, if I feel like there's interest, and it still could not be interest, but we've either met in person already, you flirted, something's happened before I slide. Gotcha. I don't just like to dry slide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless I'm being funny. Sometimes I do it to celebrities just so I can be like, hey,
you know? Like, you slid like, in the DMs?
Yeah, like I just slid in Idris DMs.
What did you say to Idris?
I was like, what's up with it? I'm like, Idris, stop playing with me.
Stop playing with me? Like he should have replied the first time, and he didn't.
Stop playing with me, Idris.
Oh, I mean, listen. Here's the thing, and I will say this: it is difficult sometimes to tell, especially with the women, who's real, who's a bot, who's just doing
stuff,
what they need to do to whatever. Right?
Yes.
Let's take this first one for instance.
Okay.
You go ahead and be the lady on this.
Okay.
One. I'll let you be aggressive.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Wanna buy some nudes?
No. I'm good. Thanks for offering.
Yo, off top, buy some nudes?
Yo, like you not. I appreciate the establishing of hi. The greeting was there. But not how my day's going.
You ain't asked me nothing.
Because you coming right off the gate asking me to spend money.
Off top, that's in any situation. You don't come asking, like, come to my show, nothing. You like you build up, you greet.
You greet, and
you
then you build
the
a rapport.
Want to buy some nudes?
First of all, I'm not buying no nudes, right? I'm already buying OnlyFans. I said I was never going to do that, but I'm subscribed to, like, 12 accounts on OnlyFans. I'm not even going to hold you.
You better expense that on your taxes.
You know, it's research purposes. It's research purposes and entertainment. I can write that off. Let me tell you what it is with OnlyFans. Yeah. When you look for porn, you have to like hope that you find something you like.
Mm-hmm.
The couples and the people that I follow on OnlyFans, I'm a fan. I saw a video, I was like,
I'm a fan of this.
I'm a fan. I will support more of this, and I would prefer this to be the only thing that I see scrolling.
Okay.
And I don't have to spend 15, 20 minutes looking for a video. I go straight to what I want. It's one video from this one couple, they are bookmarked. Okay, I will support them for life.
How much you be meat beating?
It's not just for me though.
Okay.
Me and
how
Fair
much
watch
y'all
it.
Be meat beating?
Hey, we be beating meat.
Okay, well,
and we watch it together.
I have no. Then that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a couples thing. It's not just for you. Y'all
and I found it on my own. It was an organic finding, so I feel like I discovered them. It's like when people find you and they want to get invested in you because
so
they love your talent.
So just like how they do on social media, it's the same thing. Like you're so great. I love
everything.
You.
I follow them on Instagram, Twitter, OnlyFans.
You a fan for real. You're
hey,
like, I need to see what y'all's day-to-day life is.
If they do a meetup, I'm coming with a gift basket.
So do you feel like if she would have hit him with the I got a OnlyFans up top, that would have been better than just the dry nudes?
Still build the rapport. Ask me how my day going.
Because
every now and then, somebody really asks. Most times people ask how's your day going. Oh, pretty good. Yeah. But sometimes you be like, I just witnessed a murder. I need to tell somebody and get this off my chest.
And then if you had that day and she said that, then ask for the news, would you buy them?
I would be like, you're inconsiderate.
I want you to read this one.
Okay. What you doing? 30 minutes later. I'm trying to talk you into piping me down in front of my husband. What's good?
What shifted in those 30, 40 minutes?
Listen.
She was like, hey, you're not going to... Let me get straight to the point.
I
want dick in front of my man. Let's cuck.
Let's
do it.
My husband's a
cuck.
He
with it.
He wants to sit in the corner, eat some over Redenbacher, right? He likes to make a movie out of it. He make a show out of it, right?
Trying to get piped down.
We dim the lights down. We play like the previews, and then it's you piping me down.
Pipe me down.
You know what I'm saying?
Not fuck me. Pipe me. Pipe me.
When you use a word like piping, it's intentional. That was a
choice.
Oh,
you do this.
Yeah.
And piping me, you want it.
Yeah,
like,
I want
to
it. Yeah.
My husband like when I get piped.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like that.
Pipe me.
You don't ask everybody to pipe you down.
No.
You know, it's a person of a certain stature to pipe you down because that's a lot of upper body strength. That's a lot of holding just... That's a lot.
Some Roger Rabbit
You're holding, you got to hold that position. And here's the thing. I feel like, I'm just going to say this for the record. A lot of times, fellas don't get enough respect and appreciation for the positions that we have to hold, for those that do it, to make y'all come. Because we'll have one leg up, the other leg cocked. I'm using all core strength to lift your body, and then you'll be like, right there, right there, right there, right there for 10 minutes. Doing this, right? All core engagement. This is a HIIT exercise. This is high impact. I'm doing all core, holding all of this, and I got to control my breathing, and I can't come in the meantime. Sweat's running in my eyes. You ain't got no ceiling fan. Your box fan is leaned over. Now it's hitting. It's against the wall and it's blowing straight up. I don't feel none of the air. I'm looking at the water and you still right there, right there, right there. Don't stop. Right there. Bitch, if you don't.
Tahir got pipe PTSD. Y'all heard that?
Listen.
She better not call me again.
I'm tired.
Also, I want to point out, this person's number is not saved. You can't see that, but we can. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they had this person's number saved or they deleted it after this?
Here's the thing. I don't know.
I don't think they got this number saved.
I mean, if you're coming in hot like that, that's not the number you saved.
That's not a number
you found in the bathroom while you were taking the number two.
For a good time call.
You just screenshot that. I took a picture of that and you was like, all right. And you know, with the iPhone now, you just press it and then it'd send a message.
Maybe this is.
Yeah, send a message. And you're like, maybe this is a good time. You're like, oh, shit, this is.
It's
she got
time.
A number registered. That's a good time.
She knew what it was. Yeah, that's wild. Once again, that was morning time. Why people be so wild in the morning?
I honestly feel like if you're a wild person, the time of day doesn't matter.
That's facts.
You know, like you like what you like
and
it doesn't matter necessarily if other people are in the mood for it or not. You like what you like.
You like what you like.
Let's look at this next one right here.
You want to be the girl or the guy?
Nah, you beat all the ladies on this one because I feel like your aggressive energy is going to really come through and that's what we need to convey this episode.
All right, here we go.
What you got?
I've always wanted a boy with glasses.
Oh, really?
I want to squirt on him and see what you see.
Okay.
Oh, you're not sexually pleasurable, are you?
I'm not in the mood.
Fuck it.
Okay, well, first of all, my kids are here. Okay. I'm at the breakfast table. I was trying to be cool about it, but bitch, it's 7:15 in the morning.
Yo,
I'm about to do a drop-off.
I want to squirt on them and see what you see. That means she want to bust on the glasses and put them on?
On her face. Yeah. She's not going to do this. She's not going to do this.
No, she's going
to... She's going to just... Let me get that. Yeah.
My favorite part is under the fuck it. It's a report with a flag. I'm reporting you, ma'am. I'm reporting you. Yes, even the fucking app knew. We got to get her. This is a menace.
Yo.
We got to get her off the street. Yes, report. Report. I've never seen that in my life under the message. Report her ass. What you mean? And he was interested. Oh, really? Ooh. I want to like squirt
that
on him?
I feel like the oh, really wasn't interesting.
He was just like,
oh, really?
Oh, really? It wasn't really.
Because, I mean, like who, nobody really leads with, I've always wanted a guy with glasses.
Like,
you just right. You say, oh, I think glasses on people are sexy, attractive. Right?
Yeah.
Or like I think people with a gap are sexy. Nobody says, I've always wanted a person with glasses.
Like, all right.
That Clark Kent. That's about the only person that was like that.
Actually, now I'm looking at it because, yo, I think this is Bumble. And on Bumble, the woman has to talk first. Like, you can't just, like, the man can't message her first. She has to message. And this might be the first message. So she came in hot. They matched, so that meant he was attractive. So I do think the O'Reilly might be real.
Hey, listen, I feel like...
That's wild.
I feel like when he did the O'Reilly, he definitely did one of these.
He did an anime pushback? O'Reilly. You haven't even seen my full power looking at.
Wait till you see me with my bifocals.
And then you came with the, oh, I want to squirt on him. Also, I'm not in the mood, sorry, is hilarious to me.
Well, let me, here's the thing.
Sorry.
You don't know... What the other person is doing when they
could have been working. Now, he could have been taking a nap. Mm-hmm. He could have been at work. I'm picturing I'm in a meeting and I want to squirt on your glasses and the boss just yelled at me because I ain't turned the papers in. I'm not in the mood. But squirt on my glasses. Or what if he just broke his glasses?
Or what if
he
got to
get some
glasses.
New ones? Right. I can't find my glasses. I done had these contacts in. Yeah. And bitch, you playing.
You playing? Do you know what my glasses are?
You know
are?
How much these cost? I just had to get a new test, get new frames, and you gonna squirt on them?
Yeah.
This was $800. You know what also be like upsetting me just about people?
What?
When they ask questions that they don't really care about
the
answer to.
Really?
You don't care.
You don't care.
You just want to say whatever it is you want to say.
Stop giving me the false concern.
Don't give me the false.
You don't care.
You don't give a damn.
I would rather a person say, insert question I don't really want to answer to.
Yep.
To spark a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, keep it all the way funky with me because the false concern automatically puts in my head, oh, they on the BS.
You don't care. And it's always very specific. I'll take a general concern like, how was your day? How are you?
Yes.
But don't ask me about specific things in my life that you don't care about. Yeah. Like this next person. How is the married life treating you?
Married life is cool. We butt heads sometimes.
Oh, great! ! That's gonna happen. I can't wait until I get the love of my life and have my big day. Can I share with you? ?
Of course. What's up?
I wanted to say your wedding / reception was so beautiful, Hard Eyes. I was so very jelly. I had thoughts, Cloud, about could it have been me? All right, number one, off top. If I'm your wife, I'm beating her ass. You said that mean you came to, I don't know if you came to it and saw the pictures.
She probably just saw the pictures.
I'm beating your ass.
But listen, okay, but first of all.
Oh, great. Okay, great. We butting heads. Madam, my nose itching. I'm so angry. Okay. Okay, great.
Maybe the okay, great was to the
married
life.
The married life is cool. Okay, yeah. I give you that.
Right.
But also, I'm slapping my husband. Why are you telling this bitch we butting heads?
Oh, you know what? And listen, hey.
In the next sentence.
That part I have no excuse for, right? Like, some stuff supposed to stay in the house, especially,
keep it
you know,
in the house.
You
to know, this
you
bitch.
You know, whoever this person is, you know she ain't asking for real.
She don't care. Look at my hand.
Well, typically,
she don't care. She don't care.
What's that gif of Jay-Z?
She don't care.
She don't. Anytime somebody asks something like this, this is somebody that you either had a pass with or that y'all almost... had a pass, almost hooked up.
It could have been me means this your ex.
Yeah.
So as soon as how is married life treating you, it is great. I love my wife. And keep it pushing.
Boom.
Keep it pushing.
Boom.
Don't be giving, you can't give people like that no fuel.
Yeah.
And I will give him this because I'm looking at the, because I am Sherlock Holmes.
You see the
it's
heart.
It's cut off.
I
thought it was a heart, but no, it's some two exclamation points because it's flat at the top. Yeah. So I will give him that. What?
Yeah.
But then we don't know if he responded.
Oh, but the two exclamation points could also be like, you could be right.
Oh, we don't know.
I didn't think about that. But the way that they highlighted it, it shows us that like they was like, I can't.
Like, nah,
that.
Like,
yeah,
yo, that's
wild. Yo, you
that's wild.
Wild.
To give a compliment, to say how beautiful the wedding is that I spent thousands of dollars on just to be like, it could have been me. You didn't, once again, you didn't care about how married life was treated.
You didn't. Absolutely.
You don't give a damn.
That was just an end, because I know I can't say much that's going to get a response from you. So asking about the person of your life, love your life, the person you married, may be an end, right?
Yeah.
But like also like, it could have been me. If it could have been, it would have been.
Yeah. Ooh. Dang.
I'm keeping it funky, right?
Yo.
I'm keeping it funky, right?
Hey.
Y'all might might have been good together. That hurt just my smashing. Feelings. Y'all might have been good together. Dang. Just smashing. But like on some like
if
love.
If it could have been, it would. Yo, bars.
If it could have been, it would have been.
Bars. If it could have been, it would have been. And it was not. Tahir, what did we learn today?
There's a lot of big V energy. It's a lot of big VE out there in the world. And I just want to tell people to wield your vagina responsibly.
Ooh, bars.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of guys that will respond to that, but it's a lot of guys that don't. It's a lot of guys that just want a lady to, like, treat them with the same respect that they would treat them. And you got to be able to decipher and have the wherewithal to figure out which guy is which.
Ooh.
You can't just leave with that big...
Don't leave that with the
BVE and just think that the guys are going to accept it because you're attractive... woman. Like, some guys like, yo, I don't
that's a little bit
we gonna
much.
Do that, let's do all that in the bedroom. I don't want all
let's
of that.
Let's build
so.
To that. I think, I think starting with the big VE is not great unless you know they want it. And Idris Elba, I want to apologize for saying stop playing with me, even though I think you still are. Check your DMs. Big VE.
And we'll check y'all back next week on another episode. Y'all be easy now.
Bye.
Dim responsibly.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.